So, good day, Sean.
Yeah, good day, Luke. How are you, buddy?
Good, Sean. Talk to me.
Whole lot of Rosie ACDC.
Nah, sorry, buddy.
No worries. Another good life experience for you.
Yes.
I delivered my son.
Tell me the story.
Oh, absolutely crack up. So I've gone, at the time I was working a night shift in the city. We were living in the Southern Highlands, south of Sydney, and you can see the wife starting to nest and it's getting close, you know, you can sort of pick it. The kids.
She started to nest.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm putting bags around and it's all farting about, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like an old mother duck, though. Anyway. So I've left for work and we used to, because she was up, I said, I'll give you a ring in a little while because we knew it's close, it's that week.
Yeah, well, the old bird was starting to nest.
Yeah. Anyway, you know. Yeah. I think they're like a broken nose. But anyway, I'm on my way to work. I ring her up. No answer. I think nothing of it. And wait 10 minutes and no answer. And that's not like her. And she hasn't got another bloke around because she's a belly full of arms and legs. So I think, oh, well.
She had a belly full of arms. She had a belly full of arms and legs and the old bird was starting to nest. Keep going.
Anyway, so ring her up and she finally answers and I'm getting contractions. I think I might start making her way to the hospital. And we come down from the territory and we moved to Sydney and moved out of Sydney. So her doctor and the hospital booking was up in the eastern suburbs at a private hospital there. So anyway, cut a long story short, I've met up with her about 100K south of Sydney and as we're driving along, we've got the other two kids in the car and she's reached over and no noises, no nothing. She just reached over and squeezed me on the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Her eyes were like dinner plates and said, it's coming. Like, shit. So anyway, I jump on the phone, call an ambulance.
Hang on, leaned over, squeezed you on the shoulder, eyes like dinner plates, yes?
Yeah. Anyway, so squeezing me on the shoulder, so I call an ambulance.
Yeah.
And the ambulance, like I'm on a, about the time, I don't know, iPhone and like the location's on, and like I run 000.
Yeah.
And they're sort of playing with me, like look on your tracker. Surely you can see me where I am, you know, like trace the call.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up the Hume Highway. Anyway, so we were booked in to go to the eastern suburbs. We've turned up, they said, go to Campbelltown Hospital. So we've got up to Narellan Road and didn't make it to the hospital and I've delivered the young bloke on the side of the road.
Hang on, you've pulled over.
Yep.
Did you find a quiet place to pull over or just anywhere?
Up on the grass at a set of lights.
Set of lights. Okay.
Yep, on the median strip.
Yeah.
And in a space of 5 minutes, the ambulance lady was absolutely wonderful, talking through it all. And I was that excited and everyone was healthy because the potential for disaster, as you can appreciate, would be enormous in that situation. I wrapped him up in my shirt and jumper and I didn't even look. We've got umbilical cords like around safety belts. There's stuff everywhere because,
So you were right there in the catcher's position.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Rodney Marsh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I caught him.
You caught him
anyway,
on the full?
Yeah, I'm a fool. There's no third umpire in that one. That was a clean catch. And he was an old story, but it's a crack. It gets better. So anyway, the ambulance is turned off.
It gets better.
But that's just what could have gone on this day. The ambulance have scooped us up. And the kids in the back, they haven't made a noise at this stage. They're like, wow, what's going on?
Hang on. You've got other children in the car.
Yeah, I had a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old in the back seat.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, they're good.
Hang on, you didn't tell me you had a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, so your wife is giving birth, she's in the front seat.
Yep.
You've gone around and you're at the business.
How many details do you want, Luke?
Well, I'm trying to picture it. You're up on the grass at a set of lights near Campbelltown. You were on your way to the eastern suburbs in Sydney. You're a long way from your hospital. So you've pulled up on the medium strip near a set of lights. You've got two kids in the back, which I didn't know about. I didn't know that you had a grandstand full of witnesses, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It casts the thousands. Yeah.
I didn't know that the grandstand was full. What were the kids saying when you
not
were...
Not a word. That was a complete shock, I think. Not a word. Not a noise. Not a murmur.
It was more interesting than any PlayStation they've been given.
Absolutely. absolutely. I think it'll be birth control that'll last for life. They're scarred. I think they'll be scarred from this one. You're going to get my frugal wife, right? So we had top hospital cover. And she was dirty at the amount of money you pump into it. It's expensive for a young family, right?
Yes, yes.
So she's got into the ambulance. They've taken us around to Campbelltown Hospital. Right? Lovely hospital. The staff there is wonderful. They've put the ruler over everyone, did all the clips and cut the cord and all the nonsense. Beautiful. We were there about an hour and 15 minutes. Discharge. Right, we drove ourselves to her hospital because of the private health cover. When mums and bubs are A-OK, they go to Crown Plaza for 4 or 5 days for R&R. She didn't want to miss out on it.
Crown Plaza, this is the Flash Hotel.
Yeah, could you? Yeah, the Picture Wales private. They do that with private health cover. They've got a maternity.
Right, so as part of private health cover, you get how many nights at the Crown Plaza?
4 or 5 it was. It was great. Oh, I just lived at the Coogee Bay.
So,
yeah, it's great.
So, and the baby stays in hospital?
No. The baby and mum, because they're all fine.
Well, that's not a bloody holiday. I thought maybe the hospital would hang on to the baby.
Well, once for me, because the Coogee Bay 2 doors there. It was great. But anyway.
So what's happened with the kids?
Yeah, so although they stayed with mum, I sure changed her. But anyway. Well, I got in trouble because a relay comes out to visit me and the kids, I'm in the beer garden and the kids, there's a bit of a play area there. And like, I'm as full as 10 men. What's going on here? I don't have holidays very often. Yeah, so it was great. Yeah, so anyway, that was the story that afternoon. Like, as blessings go, I'm standing on the veranda of this suite, and my little family's there asleep, everyone's healthy and well. Good. Mum and Bub's good, the other kids are asleep.
Yeah.
I've got a Crown Lager in hand, and they're doing a Ralph shoot around the pool. I'm going, this is living. So karma, what goes around comes around.
how old's the baby now?
4.
Oh, and the other 2 kids, are they still scarred?
We don't bring it up. It's not mentioned anyway. Yeah. And she's about to have another one.
Oh,
she's
about to have another. You didn't stop there.
It's gonna fall out. So, yeah. Oh. But anyway. Yeah. Must have been a big bulldozer in the playground the first go.
Oh,
anyway.
Stop it.
Anyway. You have a wonderful morning, Mr. Luke. Keep up the good work, eh?
I can't believe you had another one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's mine, but it will tell. Yeah, I can't even remember doing it. I honestly can't. Honestly, we've made a vow. We'll never separate or divorce because we made a vow about 6 years ago to stay together to make sure we're both miserable. So I can't see any. Yeah. But anyway. I just wish the fella she shags would contribute and leave a 50 on the fridge every now and again. Like I said, it's fair. You know, but anyway, that's another thing. It's all good.
Oh, stop it.
You have a great night. Thanks for your show, mate. You keep us all fiddling. Cheers, buddy.
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Oh, someone help me.